everyone. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend and welcome back to the next episode of the Homeschool Connection. We are just going to jump right into today's topic and episode. So when I was going through my list of topics and things to talk about, one of the ones that my husband pointed out was the episode where I talked about child-led learning and kind of the pros and cons of that and how you can kind of initiate that into your homeschool routine. So first, let's look at what the definition of child-led learning is. So basically, it's an approach to education that differs from more of the structured teaching that we know of that is in public school and that type of thing, wherein children learn by pursuing their interests rather than by following a particular schedule that an adult drives. So the adult's role is essentially that of a facilitator and not a teacher, if that makes sense. So in that sense, when you're thinking about child-led learning, you're thinking more of it as the child is the leader and they're kind of talking to you about the things that they're interested in and the things that they're interested in learning more about. And you as the parent are facilitating that to kind of guide them, you know, in that direction as far as what they are trying to learn. So, and when you think about it, it's not so much in the sense that you're standing in front of your child and you're saying, okay, today we're going to learn about the skeleton system and, or, you know, whatever it is, and this is what it is. And these are the things that have to do with that. It's more of thinking about it as the child is picking a subject, and then that child is the one that is, you know, gathering all of the information and learning in that aspect. And so one of the things that my husband pointed out was that, you know, there was some other aspects within child-led learning that I hadn't particularly pointed out. And so I kind of wanted to not so much go back through that episode and kind of pick apart the things that I didn't mention, but kind of just, you know, touch a little bit more on it. You know, we've been doing child-led learning now for a few years. And it's one of the things that, you know, my kids enjoy. At least I think they do. They're not here for me to ask right now. But, you know, I feel like the subjects and things that they've picked out, like, okay, so let me stop the train and kind of back it up. So math, language arts, you know, those kinds of things, science, we all know that those are the core subjects that we teach when it comes to homeschool, right? And so we know, you know, that there's not really much deviation from those particular subjects. Now, when it comes to science and other types of extracurricular activities or things that they want to learn about, I am open to suggestions and I want to hear, you know, exactly what they're thinking and the things that they would like to pursue. So let's just take science, for instance. You know, I may say, okay, we need to kind of touch on, you know, like the life cycle system or, you know, like the life cycle of a frog or something like that. And so in that aspect, you know, you can kind of tell your child what you're going to be learning about, but kind of let them pick out the things that, you know, like books or, board games or whatever other types of activities are going to go with that particular subject, right? So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about child-led learning. It's not you as the parent saying, okay, here's the books and here's the things and here's all the stuff that I picked out for us to learn about frogs. It's incorporating the child into it to allow them the freedom, if you will, to pick out things to help them, you know, learn that particular subject in a way that they would be able to pick up the information. So is it really a big deal if your child learns past a certain grade level? So, you know, this is another kind of subtopic within child-led learning, if you will. Are they retaining that information or will they need, you know, like a new level or will they need, you know, are they retaining that information, or are they going to need a refresher on this information at some point? I think regardless of how the child learns, a refresher isn't a bad idea. I know that over the years, I've had to get a refresher on particular things, and then all of the retained information that I've picked up over the years all of a sudden comes back, you know, like hits me like a ton of bricks, and I'm like, oh, duh, right? So, you know, it's one of those things that I don't really think a refresher is a bad idea, you know, to kind of go, okay, remember when we talked about this and we talked about these things, you know, kind of go over some of the base information, if you will. I think that most homeschool families are okay with their child learning ahead of grade level. Of course, it can be a blessing and a curse. And, you know, if you're a homeschool family and you've done this at all, you're probably shaking your head right now going, yeah, or probably nodding, I'm sorry, and going, Katie, I get you. Yep, we've done this. You know, so some of the things that, you know, can be a curse is you could run out of your curriculum faster and have to supplement with something else. Now, that's not always a bad thing, because maybe whatever you supplement with, you go, oh, I like this a lot better than what we particularly started with. You know, so it isn't always a bad idea to have extra things on hand about a particular subject, you know, especially if your child is really into or interested in that particular thing. It's not a bad idea to go on ahead and have some extra things on hand, you know, to kind of get them going on whatever topic that is. Now, let's talk about the need to control the situation. There are a lot of homeschool families out there, parents in particular, that feel the need to have to control particular situations when it comes to their child learning. Some homeschool parents feel the need to maintain control and not let their child advance too far. Now, I can understand why some parents would do this. You know, like if your child is having a hard time retaining the information that they just learned, it might not be a good idea to move on until they have retained or at least shown that they understand what they just learned, right? So at first, I couldn't understand why parents would do this until I had to deal with it myself. There are just some topics that, you know, you want to make sure that your child fundamentally understands before moving to the next topic. So let's take, for instance, multiplication. You know, you're going to want to make sure that your child understands multiplication and the multiplication facts and things like that before trying to teach your child division, right? They may understand the basics when it comes to division, but they may have a hard time once they start progressing. And then I feel like it takes more time to progress because then you have to backpedal to get ahead, if that makes any kind of sense at all. So, you know, in that sense, you would have to kind of go back to, you know, the basics of multiplication or division to kind of, you know, get them to remember the fundamental facts about multiplication before, you know, they can move ahead to the longhand division or even learning shorthand division. So ultimately, you as the parent know what is going to be best for your child, and you will know if it's a good idea to kind of move ahead on a particular subject or not. And then, of course, depending on where you live in what state, even country, I guess we could throw that in there as well. But I know in states in particular, you know, if you read through the HSLDA, you know, kind of your structure and things like that in your requirements for your state, you kind of know if there is going to be any kind of testing or anything like that that has to be involved when it comes to, you know, whatever is necessary for that particular thing is what I'm trying to say. So, like for us where we live in Indiana, there are no requirements, but kind of what I try to do at the end of the school year is to, go on ahead and have my kids take a test. There's a website that you can use. So if you're interested, you know, you can reach out to me and I can let you know, what that website is, but you can sign up. And I believe starting in May, they initiate the test. Now, it used to be in person. So what my kids did a few years ago, my daughter in particular, we took her that morning and dropped her off for a few hours. She did her testing, and then they took like a short lunch break, and then they did some more testing, and then they left for the day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, homeschooled kids don't have to take standardized tests. No, they don't. Most states don't require it, but kind of what this does is it gives you a baseline to say, okay, my child is really struggling in, you know, this particular subject or this particular area within that subject. And so it kind of helps you as a parent to go, okay, we need to focus more on that particular topic or that particular subject so that the child, you know, retains that information and gets it so that you can move ahead to the next, you know, level or the next information that is being taught in that particular subject, if that makes any sense. So like for us a few years ago, whenever my daughter took the test, we knew her reading score was probably going to be off the charts because at the time she was still in public school the year before, and she had taken a standardized test, and we got the results and it said that she was reading at like a 10th, 11th, you know, grade level. And we were blown away. Like we knew that she could read and she was comprehending what she was reading and retaining that information. But it was one of those things that we just didn't realize it was that far ahead, if that makes any sense. So when I started looking at her curriculum for the following school year, you know, when we started homeschooling, I felt like it was going to be this like huge, difficult task because it was like, okay, I know she's reading at that grade level, you know, and so it was kind of like trying to figure out fundamentally what subjects and what things could I get that, you know, could fit in for her. But as far as child-led learning is concerned, I really don't think, you know, that too many homeschool parents really have a hard time letting go and kind of letting their child pick the things that they're interested in to kind of move them ahead, if that makes sense. Because in the sense, I feel like if your child is learning the information and they're enjoying it and, you know, you're learning from them and they're learning from you and you're having, you know, discussions about the subject or, you know, anything like that, I feel like it's going to move them ahead regardless of how it's being facilitated. Does that make sense? So, you know, regardless if you're standing in front of them teaching that subject or you're just kind of standing to the side and facilitating it and kind of watching over them and having a discussion with them about that particular subject, I really feel like most homeschool families, you know, are okay with that. So discussion time, come find me on social media and let me know how you as a homeschool family feel about child-led learning. And if you already do this in your homeschool, maybe you can give some of the other families out there that have not done this some tips and tricks. So I will link my Facebook group in the podcast notes, and I'm going to put up a discussion post over there so that, you know, we can kind of get the thread going with some of the people that are already in my group. You know, that way when you get there, you don't feel kind of lost, and, you know, there's already some information there that you can read up on. And then of course you can add your own discussion when it comes to child-led learning. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode and make sure to come back for the next episode of the Homeschool Connection. Bye guys.